It came as little surprise that the most affluent areas of Foothills County were the least receptive to the idea of secondary suites. I can't say that I blame them. Once considered an intrusion into single-family neighborhoods, secondary suites are so commonplace nowadays they've become an integral piece in an increasingly difficult-to-solve affordable housing puzzle. Governments at all levels and in virtually all areas have dropped the ball when it comes to housing affordability, to the point where securing a roof overhead has become a struggle for many. Secondary suites have helped fill that gap. There's no doubt we'd be in a far bigger crisis without them, but as much as we've come to rely upon them, the original concern over their proliferation changing the character of neighborhoods remains valid today. That message came through loud and clear in recent survey responses from residents of Heritage Point and Pretty's Greens, which the county characterizes as executive residential community hamlets. Many in those two areas are staunchly opposed to the idea of the county amending legislation in order to create more suites. It stands to reason that if you move to a rural setting in an effort to get away from the congestion of more populated areas, the last thing you want to see is your neighborhood increase density through the addition of secondary suites. It undermines the whole reason you chose that location. Many view such a stance as elitist, and some of the pointed comments the county received from upset homeowners are unlikely to change that perception, but that doesn't get around the fact that by turning enough single-family homes into multi-family units, it can alter the character of an area. Suites have become an essential part of the housing inventory because not only do they provide people with affordable places to rent, but they also give cash-strapped homeowners a helping hand with mortgage payments. This is such a win-win situation, and so desperately needed by so many, that it's almost become politically incorrect to point out that densification has its drawbacks. Not all suites are created equal, so it's difficult to generalize, but adding density means more of everything: people, vehicles, noise, traffic, for an area that wasn't intended to be that busy. Those who fight against such an approach aren't typically saluted for their efforts, but rather vilified for being tone-deaf to an ever-worsening housing crisis. I don't think it's a fair criticism, as the opposition isn't necessarily to the idea of more affordable housing, but the location of it. And when you're talking real estate, there's nothing more important, as the old axiom tells us, than location. Surely there can be areas where single-family neighborhoods can remain exactly that. The county was wise to test the waters before going too deep when it comes to efforts to increase the suite inventory, as its survey made it clear where they would be welcomed and where they're non-starters. The county should also be applauded for not proceeding with suite expansion in areas where they're not wanted and for allowing those neighborhoods to remain status quo.